ladies and gentlemen. It is January 17th. It's a Thursday. It's a really cold, rainy, snowy, sleety, dirty day in Washington, D.C., dirtier than usual because of this weather that I do not like, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I like desert weather, and we've gotten nothing like that here in D.C. today. If you notice a little bit of harshness in my voice, that's because I was out slopping around in this weather. But, you know, we're going to get into some real muck here tonight, guaranteed, and I have a sneaking suspicion that there's going to be a lot of you who are going to want to call in here and talk, and we intend to do just that, open up the phones and let you say what you have to say about what is probably the most controversial issue on the face of the planet. And no, I'm not talking about how good or how bad the Jews are. A lot of people like to talk about that topic. Both sides of the issue. No, we are going to talk tonight here about the controversial issue of race. R-A-C-E. We know, of course, that the issue of race has taken center stage in the presidential campaign with the rise of Barack Obama in the Democratic Party, and we've even found Barack Obama's supporters of suggesting that Bill and Hillary Clinton, of all people, might be playing the race card. That is, effectively engaging in subtle forms of racism and race baiting and reminding the voters that, yes, Barack Obama is black, and therefore, because of that, you might want to vote for Hillary Clinton instead. It's kind of interesting. I talked to a black friend of mine who is a Hillary Clinton supporter, and he doesn't buy the idea that there was anything racist that came out of the Clinton campaign. But then again, he may be biased because he's a Hillary Clinton supporter. But then on the other hand, since he is black is the ace of spades, as they say, and I know that's going to upset some of our listeners for me saying that, but since this gentleman in question is as black as the ace of spades, I think he probably can speak on the question of racism with some authority, so to speak. Well, it's interesting, too, because I got a very interesting email from one of our regular listeners who never calls the program, but she periodically sends me emails, very, very interesting emails about a variety of things, comments, etc. She happens to be, just like Barack Obama, she has a father who is an African, and her mother is white, and this particular lady can pass, quote-unquote, as white. And she told me about a number of interesting experiences. I guess maybe the word interesting is not the word here, but the fact is because she can pass for white, she has overheard comments of a racial nature about blacks or African Americans or Negroes or colored people or whatever the official word for the day is. She has heard comments made in her presence by people who probably would not make those comments if they knew that she was indeed, well, I use the term black, folks, so I'm going to stick with black. Although I know there's a lot of people out there who are going to be upset with me for using the term black because I'm told that African American is supposed to be the official position on that. That's what you're supposed to call people. But then again, I have some black friends who came here from England, and they don't think of themselves as African Americans. They say they're English Americans. But then again, their ancestors were originally from Africa. Well, I'm getting confused about race, and you probably are too. We are going to have a guest here with us this evening. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. Advantage.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, there are many different directions we can go here tonight on this subject of race. What inspired this program in part was were a number of emails that I received from some of our listeners, and I want to get back into one of those emails, an interesting email. But, you know, coming back to this question of Barack Obama, you know, I've heard a lot of blacks say that he's not black enough. And you know what? I can absolutely understand why blacks feel that way about him. Absolutely. Secondly, I can also understand why some of the old line American black politicians would be mad as hell that this young upstart, and that's what he is, Barack Obama, an upstart, comes along and all of a sudden he's become this feel-good candidate for white America that they can say, oh, yes, I'm voting for Barack Obama. That proves that I'm not, quote, unquote, racist. Well, you know, there. What is the word racist? You know, it has a very, very negative connotation, you know, but as many, many people will be first to tell you that just because you're proud of your race and proud of your cultural heritage does not make you a racist. Unfortunately, in America today, our mass media is obsessed with the issue of race. And they are putting race and racism in the forefront. Now, you know, my longtime associate, Willis Cardo, has been called everything in the book. And one of the choice terms for him has been racist over the years. And I told Willis today that I was going to be talking about the issue of race on this program tonight. And I presented him with a question, not a hypothetical, but presented him with a factual situation. There are many, many people who are attacking Barack Obama because Barack Obama is apparently a member of what you might call an Afrocentric church in Chicago. They have apparently issued literature proclaiming black solidarity, urging blacks to vote black, to buy black, to promote, you know, black bloc politics, thinking, economics, etc. Now, bear in mind, this is why this is very, very interesting, folks, because you can take so many opinions on this. I have heard people who you might who the Jewish controlled media in this country call racists attacking Barack Obama because of the fact that he is in fact aligned with such a church. But Willis Cardo, this supposed quote unquote racist, a man whom even David Duke has acknowledged was a major influence on his thinking because of the fact that so many of the things that David Duke read about Jewish issues and racial issues as a young man growing up were published by Willis Cardo. We know what Willis Cardo said to me today about the fact that Barack Obama is a member of an Afrocentric church. He said, "I think that's great." He said, because there is nothing wrong with people sticking to themselves. He said, you know, I've always been a supporter of black nationalism. Going way, way back to the early 1950s and in the beginning of his career. And that, in fact, is what apparently Barack Obama is. Now, that's a big secret to so many people. And this is Mike Piper talking now. That is a big secret to so many people, and it's not something, of course, that Barack Obama is going to want most people to know about because, of course, Barack Obama is presenting himself as this colorblind and almost even colorless, if you will, candidate. But you see, this is what Willis Cardo said about it today. He said, you know, he said the only thing that is going to save our world today is international nationalism. Now, what does he mean by that? International nationalism. What he means is that all races and groups of people, all ethnic groups, should be allowed to flourish and should be allowed to develop their own heritage and not have other people telling them how to think and how to live. Now, I'm sorry to tell you, that concept is considered pretty alien to a lot of people. It's considered racist by our Jewish friends, who are the biggest classical racists in the face of the planet. They want everybody else to mix and mingle, but they don't want to do it themselves. And so as a consequence of that, we have constant struggle right here on American soil between different groups of people. Now, we have been joined by our guest tonight, and it is Mark Glenn. Now, Mark has not heard what I'm going to read to him, but Mark, I want to bring you up and, I guess, put you on the chopping block. Mark, thanks for calling in.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
Yeah, now, Mark is a very familiar guest on this program. And, of course, you can check out his website at crescentandcross.com. And you can also hear Mark on a regular basis on Saturdays on Hashem Talawi's program. He's kind of like I hate to call you the second banana there, Mark, but I guess that's what you are in the classic sense of the word. I guess that means Hashem is the first banana then.
But actually, we refer to him as the big banana.
The big banana. Well, maybe we shouldn't, use the term banana because that might harken back to monkeys. And, you know, you're not allowed to talk about monkeys because people say that's racist. So we better get away from that. We'll call you the second the second, well, whatever, we'll just leave it at that, second donkey. Anyway, I have received an email, which I read part of last night, and this email also makes reference to Mark Glenn. And this is what our emailer says, and I'd like Mark to comment on this. Our emailer says, Mark Glenn, your good buddy, rants and raves about quote-unquote evil white racists and quote-unquote evil white supremacists with just as much vigor and pathology as do our Hebrew enemies. And I've heard him launch into this sort of tirade during his guest hosting of your show. Therefore, while I once found myself liking Glenn due to his fierce opposition to most of what the Jews are doing to America and to the rest of the world, this anti-white venom spewing of his tells me that he is not one who we can ally ourselves with, because he seems to have adopted the Jewish definition, racism, and white supremacy. And that definition is, as you know, simply this, quote, anyone who is white, who is proud of their race, and who believes that whites should survive, and who believes that surviving is both moral and justified, unquote. And our letter writer concludes by saying, and this survival can only be ensured by getting all non-white and non-European descended peoples out of our living space. Well, last night I commented about this question of how we should get all of these non-whites and non-European descended peoples out of our living space, and commented that I have a problem with that because the American Indians were pretty much settled here for a long, long time before white settlers came in large numbers. But on the bigger picture, Mark, what are your comments in regard to this gentleman's feeling that you are somehow allied with the Jews, not intentionally perhaps, but that you're, that whatever these things that you have said have led him to believe this? What are your comments, Mark?
Well, at the risk of sounding too long-winded, which I have been accused of being, nevertheless, whenever I fill out forms that I am required to fill out, and there I'm required to check off a box that lists my nationality, I list white. We speak English in my home. We wear European clothing. We use European utensils. We live in European-style houses. We don't live in the kind of domed houses that you see in the Middle East or other places. We don't live in huts like you see in certain parts of Africa or South America. And when I go to church, I go to a church where they say the Mass in the Latin language, and you really can't get any more white or European than that. So, obviously, people who would try to classify me or characterize me as somebody who is against white people. Oh, and by the way, let's not forget, I live in North Idaho, which probably is the whitest. They don't call it the Great White North for nothing. It is probably the whitest place that you can be in the world, and I moved here by choice. And so people who, anybody who would assume that I have anything against white people, obviously they're jumping to certain conclusions that they shouldn't jump to.
Well, I think that's a pretty, articulate and pretty sensible answer, Mark. And you know, I tell you, I guess my problem here is that I hear so many people talking about survival of the white race and saying that whites have to stick together. And, you know, I don't have any problem with that. I would like to see the white race survive. But on the other hand, you know something, I don't think that a lot of the things that people attribute to, I guess what I'm saying is I think the white race can survive. I don't think that the white race is necessarily threatened with extinction unless we continue to get in constant wars between white nations like we had with World War I and World War II. But anyway, more about that when we come back. We have the break coming up already, and we already have a lot of callers. All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about...
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. You know, this is just kind of an open-ended discussion here on the ever controversial subject of race. Been joined by Mark Glenn here, who seems to have upset at least one of our callers by making comments that this caller didn't like, because he apparently feels that Mark, in some way, and perhaps me as well, that that attitudes that we have taken or expressed seem to rub this caller. I shouldn't say caller, this letter writer, but he's a regular listener to the show. He seemed to be very disturbed about the fact that I had said that I thought Cynthia McKinney might be deserving of support in her campaign for the presidency on the, I believe it's the Green Party ticket. This person, I guess, doesn't believe that you should vote for a black. Well, you know, as I have pointed out, you know, this person who sent this email, you know, is demanding white solidarity and saying that whites need to stand up and do something about how they're being destroyed and how organized Jewish power groups in this country are doing so much to undermine white people. But you know what? Cynthia McKinney is the only member of Congress I know of that has raised questions about 9-1-1. She's called for an investigation of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. She's raised questions about U.S. Middle East policy that no other member of Congress has raised. And of course, she's not a member of Congress anymore because she chose to be so outspoken. So, you know, I'm seeing more leadership out of Cynthia McKinney than I am out of a lot of people, maybe with the exception of Ron Paul. And I say maybe in this case, but our letter writer here says that there can be no exceptions, not even, as he says, for Cynthia McKinney, your favorite Beltway chocolate princess. Well, this Beltway chocolate princess is more of a white man than most of these white men that are in Congress today. So, you know, I find it very difficult to not give credit where credit is due. Mark, what do you have to say about that, if anything?
I agree with you totally. This is something that you and I obviously have discussed many times, Mike. I think that the problem is in this country that the white people or the white nationalist movement, if whatever you want to call it, they really don't understand how serious the situation is. They're unhappy because blacks are moving into their neighborhoods or Mexicans are taking over their jobs or whatever. But I can guarantee you that if they were living in places where bombs were going off in their neighborhoods and their kids were being gunned down and their wives and daughters were being raped on a regular basis, such as is taking place in areas such as Palestine and Lebanon, Afghanistan and Iraq, they wouldn't be getting into all of these little internecine squabbles about this and that. They would understand that that there is a lot of wisdom to that old saying, any port in a storm, and they would make alliances with whoever they needed to make alliances with in order to survive.
You know, it's kind of funny. I came under attack from a disciple of Jared Taylor, who calls himself an uptown kind of guy. He brags about being uptown as opposed to those evil folks, I guess, in the Klan who are, I guess, downtown. But anyway, in any case, this follower of Jared Taylor attacked me because I have written, and in some detail, that I believe that the Mossad, or at least Jewish elements in this country, were behind the assassination of Martin Luther King. Now, this person is so obsessed with Martin Luther King's badness that this person, because of this obsession and this racial focus, is unable to look in the bigger picture and see that perhaps, as even James Earl Ray himself suggested in his own court filings, that there could have been what you might call a Jewish connection to the Martin Luther King assassination. And that's another subject for another time here. But again, it just kind of goes to show you that this subject of race can so blind people that they become they just cannot look at the whole story. They cannot look at the whole picture. And, you know, talking about alliances, Mark, you know, we're already going to the half hour here. This is a subject that can go on and on. And as I said here, it's kind of open-ended. But, you know, talking about alliances, I became friendly in his final years with a guy who I admired from afar for a long, long time. And I was very flattered that he turned out to be a very strong supporter of my work. And his name is H. Keith Thompson. Now, a lot of people out there don't know who Keith Thompson was, but I want to assure you that Keith Thompson was a pretty controversial guy, and he played a major part, and very proudly so, in helping many members of the German government from the Third Reich era and members of the famed SS. He helped them escape. He helped them escape the hangman's noose. He was involved in the transfer of large funds from the German treasury to secretive places around the world. This is Keith Thompson, and I have a letter to me from Keith Thompson. And I think I showed you this letter when you were visiting my house here in Washington, my apartment here in Washington, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in this letter, I think you are correct. He's saying that to me. He says, I think you are correct about the Third World being the last outpost in the struggle against world Jewry. And you know what? There are many, many people who believe that it is the colored races on this planet who indeed are going to be the last bastion in the fight.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com. Independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you here on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we are looking for answers to what's happening. And one of our sponsors here is a group called The Bible Says, and they are trying to provide some answers to what's happening. And they have a free packet available to all RBN listeners. Going to give you their 888 number, and you can call them and request packet F, as in free. This free packet contains many free DVDs and books like The National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and more. So here's their 888 number, 888-211-1715, 288-211-1715. Our listener, who I described earlier, the black lady, or she's apparently can pass for white, but she's the daughter of an African father and a white American mother. She asked me, what are my positions on race? Well, I've never been asked that question because I don't really know if I have positions on race per se, but I will say this much. I've always been opposed to affirmative action, and I guess that puts me right in line with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. ADL is opposed to affirmative action. I've always been opposed to forced busing. There was even a point in my history where it looked as though possibly I could have been bused to inner city schools from my little country home, and I guarantee you if they'd have tried to do that to my friends and I, we'd have taken up guns. If we wouldn't have done it ourselves, our fathers probably would have. So they didn't do it. And that was in the North, ladies and gentlemen, not in that evil South where them Klansmen operate, so they say. No, this was up there in the good old North, folks. But I believe, as I said last night, in equal rights for all, special privilege for none. So I tend to oppose these forced social engineering programs that are designed to make everybody alike when we're not alike. We are different. Anybody who says we're all alike, is either a liar or a fool. But in any case, Mark, you know, we do have these callers here, and I want to try to get them up because I said we would have some open lines here on this subject of race. Let's go first to Clarence from Oklahoma. Clarence, are you there? Clarence from Oklahoma, are you there?
Hello?
Is Clarence from Oklahoma there?
Yes, I'm here.
Clarence, go ahead. You called in. We want to hear what you have to say.
Well, it's so interesting. Yeah, that's why that got me calling in tonight, Mike. I've called in to you for quite a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you always have I always like the way you run your show because you've taken the sales out of those people that would accuse you of being racist, because you're not. You know, the way you presented this, I know there's not a racist bone in your body.
Well, that means a lot of people won't like me then because they want me to have a racist bone.
And I know exactly what you were saying earlier. But I'll tell you this, the reason I call and you talked about all the different things at the... Here in Oklahoma City, I am one quarter, and I've got cards to prove it. I vote in the elections. I'm one quarter member of the Cherokee Nation.
Okay.
And, you know, these are people, part of my ancestors were here, and the rest of us, your ancestors, everybody else got here, yours and mine. And I tend to look at, you know, you see, they're very much more open on racial matters than anyone else is because, you know, let's face it, the tribe's disappearing. It's being intermarried into. And that's why I'm just a quarter. There aren't very many full bloods left. But, I mean, under the circumstances, I can understand why. So, but as far as racial purity, that doesn't mean anything to me anymore. What it means is, this is what I was going to get to, what the whole thing is going to be about. Let's forget the race cards and, you know, who's this, who's that, how much you do this or how much you do that. What the whole thing is going to be is, it's economics. Think about it. In the final analysis, it's going to be who has the toys and who don't have the toys. And we could go from there.
I think that's a very, it's a very simple statement, but it's very, very profound. And I'm inclined to agree with you there, Clarence. So, Mark, do you have any comments on that?
I agree in the short term. However, when we are talking about this thing and political stability and culture. I mean, let's face it, Mike, when you look back on 2,000 years of European culture, this isn't something that happened overnight, and the fact that it basically did hold itself together up until about 100 years ago, and the fact that despite there have been bumps in the road, I would say that European culture has contributed a great deal to this thing that we call Western civilization. So, economics, yes, I agree with Clarence. However, there is a lot more to forming a culture and being a positive force on mankind and upon history than simply who has the toys and who doesn't. And I think that this goes back to you know, some of the arguments I think you and I were talking about having tonight, this issue of race, and I guess, you know, it's trying to shorten it up. These people who argue race in everything, they miss so many other things. I know plenty of people who are race conscious about being white, but yet, you know, they send their wives off to work, they send their kids off to public school. They do nothing to preserve the 2,000 years of European culture that is the basis of who they are supposed to be. They'll talk about being proud to being white and all the rest of that, but all of the other poisons that have been deliberately injected into our culture in this country by our enemies, they more or less allow these things into them, into their families and whatnot. And so that's why when I hear people talking about white consciousness or whatever, and yet they won't do the hard work of keeping their wives at home to take care of their children, raising their children the right way. That's why I don't have a lot of respect, as it were, for what we call the white movement today, because most of them, I feel, they'll do about 5 or 10% to speak favorably about their white race, but when it comes actually down to the business of doing what's necessary to preserve that white race or their culture, whether it's a Christian culture or whatnot, they simply fall short, and they just simply fall into the mold that most Americans fall into.
Okay, well, you know, that's interesting because it reminds me of something I always like to mention, you know, in this regard. And, Clarence, I want to thank you for your call. Very interesting.
Yeah, and I just want to say before I go, that makes a lot of sense, and I couldn't agree more. And I'll go ahead and get off the line and let you get to your other callers.
All right. Yeah, Clarence, real good call, and I thought that elicited a very interesting response from Mark as well. Yeah, I'm just going to say, you know, there is a gentleman who is very, very well known in the white nationalist movement in this country, and I'm not going to embarrass him by mentioning his name here, but I found out from somebody that he absolutely despised me for many, many years without having ever met me, because I have always used the name Michael Collins Piper, and he believed, and of course, as you know, I my middle name, of course, is actually, I was born Michael Bernard Piper, and of course, Christopher Berlin and Eric Hofschmidt have spread that around to say that I'm Jewish. No, I was named after a teddy bear named Bernard, but in any case, I always liked the name Collins and adopted it. Well, this white nationalist, this white separatist leader here in the United States hated me because he thought that I was an Irishman. Now, this is a man who's preaching white solidarity, but he hates the Irish. Now, what kind of white nationalist is that? I mean, you know, this is the kind of funny little things that go through people's minds. This person didn't like me because he thought I was named after Michael Collins, the Irish nationalist leader, and evidently this white nationalist doesn't consider Irish to be white people. But anyway, aside from all that, I couldn't resist bringing that up here. Okay, we have Jim from Texas aboard. I'm anxious to hear what Jim has to say. Jim, come on up.
Hello, fellas.
How you doing, Jim?
And especially hello to the swarthy fellow, because we're talking about race tonight, and we all
hey,
know who
hey,
I'm talking
not,
about.
I'm not as swarthy right now as you might imagine, because we are in full-blown winter up here in North Idaho, and I'm actually looking more like you, Jim, than one of my relatives over in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's one thing, by the way, I should interject that here. For those who don't know it, Mark Glenn's mother is of Lebanese descent, so that makes Mark a little darker than the rest of us. The other side of him, he's pure old-fashioned, good old white.
He is, except that to look at him in a completely objective manner, he's only a couple shades lighter than Barack, okay? I hate to state things as they are, but I'm going to state them because that's what I do. But not that
anyway,
I'm
anyway, Jim, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
I'm not accusing him of being a Barack, but I don't know. When you get to the subject of race, why don't most people say, okay, the politically correct people that say, this is what you should do, all races are equal, we should welcome in 50 or 60 or 80 million Mexicans and all these people from Sudan and Somalia and Senegal and any other country and Bangladesh that you can possibly do. Why don't somebody say, Why don't they do the same thing in Israel? Why don't they welcome in the same percentage of Mexicans, Sudanese, Senegalese, and so forth and so on? Nobody ever asks that question. If it's so wonderful for us, why isn't it wonderful for them?
You know, Jim, that's an interesting point. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I was doing some research here the other day, and I was reminded of the fact that, you know, when they reformed, quote-unquote, reformed our immigration laws here in this country, and Dr. Kevin McDonald has written about this extensively, it was the Jewish groups in this country that largely rewrote and pushed the new immigration laws.
Emanuel Seller.
Yes, exactly, exactly, from New York, Congressman Seller from New York. And these laws completely reversed the old immigration restrictions that we had here, and if anything, encouraged non-white immigration into this country and discouraged immigration from traditional bases of European culture. Now,
Mike,
say,
they didn't discourage it, they outlawed it.
Well, actually, thank you, Jim. Yeah, that's exactly correct. Yes, yes. So, you but, know, so there's a real argument. I mean, there's a genuine argument that can be made that that our traditional Western European heritage, which was predominant in this country, has been undermined. But on the other hand, you know, I guess what I don't buy, Jim, is the idea that whites are themselves committing suicide. I mean, whites can continue to propagate. We may be outnumbered here, but I don't think that the situation is quite as bad as a lot of people paint it. I don't know. I just don't think it's as bad as many people suspect.
Mike, I hate to disagree with you, but I think the situation is worse, because when you get back to nature, in nature you have feeders and breeders. Mm-hmm. And the white race are feeders and the non-white race are breeders. And we're being outnumbered. In 1900, the white race was 33% of the world population. We're down to 8%. What does that tell you, Mike?
Well, I guess, Jim, okay, let me clarify what I'm thinking or what I'm saying, because it's an issue that I guess what I'm saying is that I think that the white race can survive here in the United States, even if we are outnumbered. I think that white people can continue to produce and white people can continue to do what they're doing, even if they are outnumbered. But again, it's going to have a political impact on this country. So what's the answer then?
The answer is, Mike, I'd like for you to hop a plane to South Africa and tell the few remaining Boers and Englishmen there in South Africa that they have nothing to worry about, okay?
Well, in this
because
case,
that's
though,
not the situation.
But what I'm saying, though, in this case, that's where you know, we obviously saw a very stark example of what will happen. Now, do you think, Jim, that is what is going to happen to white people in the United States?
It's inevitable.
Okay.
Can't
fair
be
enough.
Changed.
I mean,
you remember the old thing, you don't from the 60s because you were barely born then, but the old commercial about you can't fool Mother Nature?
Yeah.
Hello, Mike. You can't fool Mother Nature. South Africa proves it, Rhodesia proves it, and everything else proves it. Okay, you are falling, and I hate to admonish you on this, but you are falling victim to this, to the Jewish dictum of the exception provides the rule, and it doesn't work that way. Mother Nature doesn't care. Okay?
Well, no, I guess, no, but Jim, I'm still saying that I think that white people, I don't think that white people are necessarily committing racial suicide, as a lot of people, I think, do believe.
Mike, we are as doomed as a dodo bird, okay?
But what's the answer then? What is the answer?
We've sealed our own doom by being lemmings and listening to the powers that be, and we know who I'm talking about, Abraham Foxman and the boys, who everything they advocate for us, they advocate the exact opposite for Israel and the Jews.
And we both know, or Mark knows this too, they advocate the exact opposite for us what they do for them. And therefore, we're doomed. If we go along with this, we're doomed.
Well, you see, that's where, okay, now see, and that's Jim, where I bring in this point, as I brought in earlier, that was precisely the attitude of Keith Thompson. And Keith Thompson was no neo-Nazi. He was a real live Nazi.
He
not
was
a
realist.
Not a guy running around in Nazi uniforms, not a guy burning crosses, you know. But he advocated cooperation with non-white races in the attempt, in the effort to dislodge the Jewish power predominance in this country and in other countries around the globe. And that's where I think white people can work with non-whites to not only to preserve white culture, and I should say white cultures, because there are many different cultures among the white people.
Could we get a statement from our swarthy fellow here, who we both admire?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to let the swarthy one make that comment when we come back.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. Insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We've got a couple callers I'm afraid we're not going to be able to bring up because we are just out of time, but I did want to get a comment from Mark Glenn in response to what we were saying here earlier. Mark, go ahead, if anything.
I tend to agree with Jim. Despite the fact that we may not have tasted the full bitterness of this dish, I think that we are going to. I mean, you know, I've, given the fact that I have 8 children, I pay attention to what other kids are doing and saying and the way that they behave these days. And when I look at kids today and I see that these are going to be the ones who are going to be running the world in 10 or 15 years, the fact of the matter is that they don't have any of these skills, whether it's intellectual, whether it's behavioral, whether it's cultural or whatnot, to manage a first world country. Now, there are certain things that there's an atrophy that takes place in the mind of people. Once they reach a certain age, they really cannot go back and learn the things that they should have learned when they were young. And I do agree with Jim on this, that we are doomed. It's like a society that has cancer. It's just not dead yet.
Well, that's a very interesting comment coming from someone who apparently has upset some people who don't think you're quote-unquote white enough, Mark. All right, I'm going to try to squeeze in one more caller here. Cage from Indiana. Cage, you have a minute or so. Why don't you come on up and say what you have to say?
All right. Well, hey, Mike, I just want to let you know that I've been reading you since I was 13 years old and have a great amount of respect, and I can't believe you're Jewish. But anyway, it really freaks me out. But, you know, Jim did bring up one real good point. The ADL is extremely, you know, anti-white. And I mean, if you go to their website, it's like every other article is about white supremacists, that whites. You know, I think a lot of people that are pro-white, their real concern isn't maybe the preservation of their genes or what have you. It's just for personal protection, because minority racism, not white racism, minority racism is so fierce and violent and virulent that people are scared. I mean, they're teaching non-whites basically to hate whitey, at the same time instilling this, you know, let's feel real guilty for our past crimes, and I think that's pretty sinful.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because, see, that's another thing, too, that I think that we have to keep in mind, that a lot of what is happening in this country today is stimulated by the media. They are deliberately stirring up blacks and Hispanics and this group and that group against each other and against white people. And the media, it's the media which is the enemy here, I think, that they are exploiting very real differences, very real racial differences, very real cultural differences. And until this media monster can be brought under control, this is our real enemy here, I think. I think we have met the enemy. It's not us. It's the mass media in this country. So,
right on.
Mike, if I can just make a quick point. If the media shut down today and these influences no longer were beamed into the minds of the people of this country, we still would be facing a disaster, because people in this country basically are rudderless. They have no moral compass. They're driven by greed. They're driven by lust. I mean, I'm just being honest here. I mean, I've grown up 40 years in the United States. I know how people think. And so even if the media were shut down today, we still would be left without the skills that we needed to resurrect a first world culture.
Okay, real good. Well, apologies to those we couldn't bring up here, but we'll be here tomorrow night, and a lot of nights on, God willing. So call in and talk. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for more good programming here on